Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What the Bible Says About Healthy Living by M.D. Russell and Rex explores how biblical teaching can inform everyday choices about wellness. Rather than treating health as a purely medical or cosmetic project, the book frames the body, habits, and daily routines as part of spiritual stewardship. Readers can expect discussion that connects scripture-informed values with practical areas such as nutrition, rest, self-control, and caring for the body as a responsibility rather than an obsession. The approach fits within a Christian lifestyle tradition that sees whole-person health as a blend of physical, mental, and spiritual priorities. It also speaks to common modern tensions, convenience eating, stress, inconsistent sleep, and the tendency to separate faith from personal habits. By organizing health themes around biblical principles, the book aims to provide motivation that goes beyond willpower alone. It is positioned for readers who want a faith-aligned framework for healthier living and a reasoned alternative to trend-driven wellness advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stewardship of the body as a spiritual responsibility. A core theme in biblically grounded health writing is stewardship, the idea that the body is entrusted to a person and therefore deserves thoughtful care. This book highlights how spiritual commitments can shape physical decisions, reframing health from a short-term goal into a long-term responsibility. In that lens, taking care of energy, strength, and resilience is not vanity, but readiness to serve family, community, and vocation. The topic naturally addresses motivation. Many people cycle between intense effort and burnout because their reasons are fragile or appearance-based. A stewardship focus replaces that with purpose, encouraging consistent choices that protect well-being over time. It also introduces balance. Caring for the body does not mean idolizing it, and stewardship avoids extremes by calling for wise boundaries, modesty, and discipline. Practical implications include making preventive habits part of discipleship, such as scheduling rest, moderating appetites, and seeking help when health issues impair daily life. The larger benefit is coherence, beliefs, and lifestyle begin to align, reducing the gap between Sunday ideals and weekday routines. That alignment can produce steadier progress than motivation based on trends or guilt. Secondly, food, appetite, and moderation. Guided by wisdom, healthy living often begins with food decisions, and a Bible-informed perspective typically emphasizes moderation, gratitude, and self-control rather than rigid dietary rules. The book connects eating to character, inviting readers to evaluate patterns like overeating, emotional eating, or constant indulgence. Instead of presenting nutrition as a battle of perfect versus broken, it frames the table as a place for wise enjoyment and disciplined limits. This topic can help readers interpret appetite as a signal to manage rather than a master to obey. It also supports practical planning, choosing simpler meals, reducing excess, and building routines that make wise choices easier. A spiritually anchored view can soften all-or-nothing thinking, encouraging steady improvements such as portion awareness, reducing highly processed foods, and avoiding habitual snacking that replaces genuine hunger. Another key angle is gratitude. Viewing food as provision can cultivate mindfulness and reduce mindless consumption. The topic also addresses hospitality and community, recognizing that shared meals matter socially and spiritually, so healthy living should not eliminate fellowship. Instead, the goal becomes a sustainable pattern of eating that supports the body while preserving joy, generosity, and realistic daily practice. Thirdly, discipline, temptation, and habit formation in daily life. Sustainable health depends less on occasional bursts of effort and more on habits. This topic focuses on discipline as a practice virtue, not a personality trait. A biblical framework often treats self-control as something developed through repeated choices, accountability, and dependence on God rather than raw willpower. The book connects everyday temptations to broader spiritual patterns, helping readers see how small compromises can become entrenched routines. That awareness makes it easier to design practical safeguards, planning meals, setting boundaries around screens and late nights, and preparing for predictable stress points such as travel, celebrations, or fatigue. The emphasis is not perfection, but perseverance. Readers are encouraged to recover from setbacks with humility and clarity rather than shame. Habit formation also benefits from community, and the topic highlights how family and church life can either support or sabotage healthy intentions. Creating shared norms like walking together, cooking at home, or limiting certain treats to special occasions can reduce constant decision fatigue. The overall message is that discipline is liberating. By building habits that serve health, a person reduces the need for constant internal debate and gains more capacity for work, relationships, and spiritual focus. Fourthly, rest, stress, and the role of rhythm in well-being, modern health struggles are often driven by chronic stress and poor sleep, and a biblical approach frequently returns to rhythm, work, and rest in proper measure. This topic examines how rest is not laziness but a protective practice that preserves physical and mental health. The book encourages readers to treat rest as a legitimate part of faithful living, including sleep, Sabbath-like pauses, and limits on relentless productivity. When rest is neglected, people tend to compensate with stimulants, convenience food, and irritability, creating a cycle that undermines health. By contrast, establishing rhythms can stabilize appetite, mood, and decision-making. The topic also reframes stress management. Instead of relying only on techniques, it emphasizes trust, prayer, and reordering priorities, recognizing that many stresses come from overcommitment and unclear boundaries. Practical outcomes might include setting consistent bedtimes, scheduling downtime, reducing late-night screen habits, and building margins into the week. A rhythm-based approach is especially helpful for readers who feel stuck in survival mode. It offers a sustainable path that protects long-term health while maintaining responsibilities, relationships, and spiritual life without constant exhaustion. Lastly, whole person health and the influence of community. Healthy living is rarely a solo project, and this topic broadens the focus to whole person wellness, including emotional and spiritual factors that shape physical outcomes. The book links health with attitudes like hope, gratitude, and humility, suggesting that inner life can influence consistency, resilience, and recovery. It also emphasizes community. In many Christian contexts, community provides accountability, encouragement, and practical support, all of which can strengthen lifestyle change. Readers may be prompted to evaluate environments that normalize unhealthy patterns, such as constant treats, sedentary social time, or social pressure to overindulge. Instead of isolating, the topic encourages collaborative practices, shared meals that are healthier, group walks, or supportive conversations about goals. It also recognizes compassion. Some readers face medical limitations, trauma histories, or financial constraints, so a whole-person approach avoids simplistic judgment and promotes patience. When health is framed as serving a larger purpose, community becomes an asset rather than a threat to progress. The outcome is a healthier culture around the reader, relationships become a source of steadiness, and daily habits become easier to maintain because they are supported by shared values and supportive routines. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Christians who want their health decisions to reflect their faith, as well as church leaders, counselors, or small group facilitators looking for a biblically oriented framework for lifestyle conversations. It can also help readers who feel overwhelmed by contradictory wellness trends and want guidance rooted in enduring principles such as stewardship, moderation, self-control, and wise rest. The benefit to daily life is practical and motivational. Instead of chasing quick fixes, the reader is encouraged to build sustainable rhythms that support energy, mood, and consistency. When health is connected to purpose, it becomes easier to maintain routines through busy seasons and setbacks. The book is worth buying compared to similar health titles because it centers meaning and values, not just tactics. Many diet and fitness books focus on optimization or appearance, which can fade as motivation. A Bible-based perspective addresses the deeper why, helping readers align habits with spiritual commitments and community life. For readers who want a faith-aligned path to healthier living without being driven by fads, this book offers a coherent, grounded alternative. If you would like to support MD Russell, Rex, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.